Pastorino, in an interview with public radio and TV, says he's already been through a race where he was behind by double digits with a voter base that was two-thirds Democratic. And he says he won that contest for Westchester County Executive and recently was reelected to a second term.
I started 30 points down that race against a popular incumbent, bags of money he had, the same old stuff. And people say, why would you run? You can't win. Well, you know why? I ran because the issues were right, the timing was right, and I felt very, very strongly about changing the direction of Westchester. And we won.
By 15 points, he says. The Siena poll that shows Cuomo at 58% to the relatively unknown Astorino's 28% also posed a hypothetical matchup that included a third-party progressive candidate. In that case, Cuomo's support splits, but the GOP candidate actually loses points. Governor Cuomo has a $33 million campaign war chest. He's already begun television ads. Astorino will have far less in funding, but he claims he's going to spend what he has wisely. And he says there is a path to victory, even if it is a long shot.
And ultimately, people are going to judge Andrew Cuomo not by knowing his name, but you go back to those polls, his job approval is in the mid-40s. The right track, wrong track, where people think whether we're going the right direction or wrong direction as a state is split. And all the other big issues, people feel he's either kept it the same or made it worse on education, on taxes, on corruption.
Astorino has focused on several issues so far in his campaign. He wants to repeal the state's gun control laws championed by Cuomo and replace the federal Common Core learning standards with locally based curriculum. He also wants the state health department to follow regulations to inspect abortion clinics. The department has admitted it's fallen behind. Astorino is pro-life, but he said he would not act to overturn the state's 1970s laws legalizing abortion in New York should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. But the Westchester County executive says his number one concern is the state's high taxes and slow job creation. And he says Governor Cuomo's programs, which include a 2% per year property tax cap and a new tax rebate program, are gimmicks and haven't gone far enough.
I've likened it to a prison sentence. A couple more years and I'm out of here. You know, the kids graduate and we're gone. We're moving to Carolina or Florida. And we've all talked to somebody who was our neighbor or a family member who are down in Florida or Georgia or wherever, and they're like, you're crazy. What are you living up there for? You know what my taxes are? They're $1,500 a year. It boggles your mind, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Governor Cuomo ignores his opponent, never mentioning him by name or directly answering any of Astorino's charges. But the governor does frequently mention one fact about Westchester in his standard stump speeches on the state's finances.
Westchester County, the highest property taxes in the United States of America, period.
Astorino says that's not his fault. He puts it back on Governor Cuomo, who he says hasn't done enough to reduce state-imposed mandates, including Medicaid, that many county executives and other local government leaders have complained drive up their costs.
The state continues to put its foot on everyone's throat, and everyone's turning blue and getting ready to die.
Astorino and Cuomo will be focused on their campaigns in the coming weeks as the Democrats and Republicans plan to hold their state party conventions in May. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.